is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning. John and Lance along with Dell till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm here in the studio. Lance is in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. Lance, what's going on?
Not much. I saw Dell's guy yesterday.
Lance?
Shaquem Griffin. Actually.
Dell, can you you going to pot it up?
No.
You going to pot it up,
Dell? Am I potted up?
I got him potted up.
I can't.
Dell?
Dell. You got him potted. Dell.
He is potted up. I'm looking at the board right now. You can't hear him?
No.
Turn your headphones up.
Gosh damn it.
Can America hear me, Dell?
I don't think so. For whatever reason, John, I have you in queue to make sure you're good, but John can't hear you over the programming, which is terrible, I guess.
Is he hooked up to the...
I did Fred and AJ yesterday. I should be good.
That son of a... All right, well, Dell, figure this out.
He said he did Fred and AJ yesterday, but now we can't hear him, I guess? Because I still have him in queue, that's why I can still hear him, but apparently he's not going out over the air.
Well,
that's not on my end.
Where's AD? Is AD with him?
I don't think he's up right now.
Son of a...
Say it! Say it, John!
He wants you to say what you were going to say, John.
Oh, well. I'll just...
Say it, son of a what? Can he hear me?
I don't think so.
Is he tricking?
He can't hear you.
Is tricking. You son of a...
Say it! Say it!
Say it! Say it! I knew he could hear me! God dang it! He got me!
Say it!
Say it, John! Oh, even if he couldn't hear it, I was praying you would drop the B word. You got me. I'll be honest with you. You got me. Was Dell in on that? Dell wasn't even in on that.
No, I told him I was going to do it. He played along beautifully.
Of course. God. Man, I can't believe I got tricked by that old move we used to put on Rusty.
And he put a move on you before the show even started.
What move did he put on me?
You were talking to him about Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
And he walked out. He was in here talking to me. And you just kept on talking and talking.
What a terrible move that was. It must have been a fast move. Yeah, he was all fired up because Drew took one of his guys.
Who do you get, Del?
R.J. McIntosh.
Underclassman.
Kid should have stayed in school at Miami. At defensive
tackle. Why? Because you want him to pull on the team.
No, the advisory board told him not to go, and he still went.
Yeah, that's meaning less and less for these
players
now.
Guys want that early, want to get that deal, the first deal out of the way. Pretty.
Yeah, it didn't mean anything to Sam Darnold, now did it?
I'm not sure. What did the advisory board tell him?
I would imagine every NFL person that I heard this year said Sam Darnold should stay.
But here's the problem: advisory board is going to tell him you'll be a first rounder.
Yeah,
he will be. So what should I mean? You know, that really, you don't need an advisory board if you're him. You just decide, do I love college? Do I want to stay here? Do I want to keep trying to learn on this level? There's some guys who it's just their own decision. You know what I mean? Like, and there's other guys, like, I was happy to see, Bradley Chubb stayed in school last year. Bradley Chubb is going to be a top five pick. He made himself, that was a phenomenal, this guy is a poster child. For the ability to stay in school and raise your value, your draft value. It's Bradley Chubb, because that's exactly what happened from North Carolina State. But
his under-over right now, 4.5.
Yeah. I mean, that's because the Colts are at 3 and they need a pass rusher.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think Bradley Chubb could easily. How about
just
this?
Just we need another pass rusher in the division.
How about this? The quarterbacks will go 1-2 is -190.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's because of the two teams, and I get it. I think there's an increasing chance it's going to be Darnold or Allen at the – and I guess the thought is, number two, the Giants kind of have to go quarterback, and so that's the thought there. But, man, I just don't know. I'm just not quite in love with the idea of a quarterback. So I've looked at all the quarterbacks now. I just don't think there's a quarterback that warrants the number two pick, but – with that said, it's the importance of the position, yeah. and they're in a bad spot, the Giants. So I get it. The Colts aren't going to draft a quarterback. Obviously, a team could trade up for quarterback, but you know, we'll see. Senior Bowl is always interesting. today's heights, weights. A lot of guys have dropped out of the Senior Bowl, which is always unfortunate. Some of the guys like Rashawn Evans, you know, you just kind of figure they're beat to hell after a long season. And he was a guy who had to fight through some injuries. So he dropped out yesterday. This kid, Desmond Harrison, this is stupid. He's not playing the Senior Bowl. He better be hurt because he's the one who – this is one of the most interesting draft prospects, John. He was at JUCO for 2 years, went to University of Texas, got Charlie Strong's five core values put on him and got kicked out of school. Then took 2 years off just doing whatever and then went to West Georgia. And he's 24 years old now. I turned – like he graduated high school – I think when we started 1560, I mean, it was – I think he actually, like, seriously was finished with high school in 11, I want to say. But anyway, not 11. I guess it was later than that, 13. But when I watched him on tape, I was like, this is like watching a tight end. He's the most athletic tackle I've ever seen, probably right up there with Tyron Smith. But he's got so much baggage. He comes here. He decides he's not going to play because, you know – tackles from West Georgia, you don't need to raise your draft value at all. So I don't know. I'm going to find out if he was injured or not. Today's the weigh-in where they do heights, weights. Today is the day where people who think the draft is creepy would revel in what happens today because here's what happens. It's a room full of dudes. They're dudes who play with dudes who coach and scout for the 32 teams. There's a room full of draftniks who are guys who really love the draft process. They all gather in a room. Then a player's name will be mentioned. Shaquem Griffin, Central Florida. He will come out in spandex shorts and nothing else. He will stand against the wall. They will measure him. 6017. Then he will walk over and stand on a scale and it'll go 2.31.3. And then they'll measure his arms and then measure his hands, and then he leaves. And then you'll have those measurements later. Maybe they give you arm measurements at that time, I think.
Creepy.
So, yeah, it's just a bunch of guys looking at guys with no, with just tight shorts and no shirts on while they're measured. It's what it is. That's so, you know, if that's what you're into, well, that's what you're into.
Who are the quarterbacks there?
Baker Mayfield, I'm going to try to get something with Baker. Baker's going to be tough because everyone's going to want to talk to Baker, but I'm going to see if I can get Baker. I've had Russell Wilson and Carson Wentz on from the Senior Bowl, so I'm going to work on getting Baker. Baker, Josh Allen, and Luke Falk are the three big names, and they're all on the North team.
All right, I'm going to give you – right now I'm looking at the board. Josh Allen over under 5.5 draft spot.
Under.
You think he's a top five pick?
No, I don't. But I think he goes top.
He'll go top five.
Yeah,
Baker Mayfield
falls all over the same stuff. Baker not in the top five.
Over under 12.5.
Over.
Over.
He falls back into the first. Yep.
Mason Rudolph over under 32.5.
Just keep pushing over. Bet that as many times as you want.
Over.
Yep. He's not going first.
Apparently he's there, but he's in a boot.
Yeah, he's not playing. I think he was going to be on the South team, but now that's why they had to add this terrible quarterback from Troy, Brandon Silvers. I watched him. I'm like, ooh, gross. This isn't good. So Mason Rudolph is one of those guys. You know what's going to be interesting? I think Lamar Jackson's a real wild card because he could actually fall a little. I don't know. Here's the truth. Let's just face it. And we'll get to Rockets in a second. You're 2017-2018 champs. But here's a problem with Lamar Jackson. I can talk about how explosive he is. You can. Dell can. We all know that. The guy is an elite running back in a quarterback's body. Like, he's a slasher. He has speed that is ridiculous. He is the reincarnation of Michael Vick from an athletic standpoint. And Michael Vick was the first pick of the draft in 2001. So there was once upon a time that guy was first pick of the draft. Vic, I don't know that anyone ever had a strong arm, but he was inaccurate, so it was kind of – it was, and he had no touch. You remember how he would rifle five-yard passes through people's skulls? And Lamar Jackson, you know, has some of the same stuff. The problem is you know if Lamar Jackson – you know if he runs that much, he's going to get hurt. You can't run for 1,500 yards a year as a quarterback in the NFL. So if he doesn't get hurt, that guy's going to score. That guy's going to run for 16 touchdowns and throw for 21. And we'll be talking about, man, this is he makes more explosive plays than any quarterback in the NFL with his arm and feet. That's just the truth. If Lamar Jackson gets through his rookie year without getting hurt, which is possible, he's going to put up monster numbers, and people are going to freak out, you know, if he's a starter. The problem is, can he keep doing that for 7 or 8 years? I mean, do you think so, John? Can he do that when you know his propensity to run, and we know how talented he is? It's a big part of who he is. Do you think he can learn to slide more? I never see him slide, like, ever.
No, but if he can avoid the hits, I mean, I think Russell Wilson has proven that you can
slider, though.
Yeah.
He's a baseball player, too.
Well, I think Lamar Jackson will learn. I think you're making a mistake if you're on the back end of this first round and you need a quarterback. I think you're making a huge mistake if you pass on this dude. His over under is 31.5, which means they're not sure he's a first rounder.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, it went from 28.5 to 31.5, and you know what? Here's something else. Well, it's all based on Daniel Jeremiah's mock and Mel Kiper's mock, and by the way, Todd McShay has dropped. What I tell you, he's dropped Connor Williams in his latest big board from 11 to like 23.
Yeah,
shocker.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think that's that's a dangerous thing to me. That kid is a really dangerous playmaker, Lamar Jackson. He's going to slide to the back end of the first for sure. You're going to get a team like Jacksonville who's going to have a shot at him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can you imagine running zone read? Because here's what I would do. I would run an offense that's specifically designed for him. I'd be running some stuff out of pistol where you run outside and inside zone plays. I'd run some zone read looks. I'd insert some of the personnel groupings and looks that Bill O'Brien ran for Deshaun. Now, Deshaun's a substantially better passer from the pocket. But it's all about giving the defense looks that makes them freeze up. You know, that zone read look is just making that defensive end stand still on the backside, which is going to open up a running lane for inside zone. So, I mean, Lamar Jackson, if he goes to a good team, he could really become a and the Jaguars, to me, are the nightmare scenario for everybody because they already are playing with defense and they're playing with running game. They don't need Lamar Jackson to sit there and fire away with passing game. They don't even need that.
If you're the Texans, do you hate them getting Lamar Jackson or Alex Smith more?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Probably Lamar Jackson because he's a long-term solution.
Right.
And there's really no way you can game plan for Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Like, you just can't. You just have to have – that's where guys like Zach Cunningham are so important. You got to have guys – and Zach's not even fast enough for him. There was one guy I watched this year. Who was it? I watched somebody who spied Lamar Jackson. There was a linebacker, I'm like, or maybe it was a safety. And I was like, holy crap, was it? Nah, I don't know. I have to see. Another guy who's from the Big 12 who I really like a lot is Kaiser White from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Dana Holgerson about him, and it's a really interesting family. He and his brothers, all late bloomers academically, and they were in a bad high school. It was a bad situation, bad high school. But they come from a strong two-parent home. It's like everything you'd want. They physically were late bloomers. Academically, they've done great. They all did great at West Virginia. It wasn't a problem. They had to go to Lackawanna Junior College. The boys did. And then all of them have been successful. They'll all be both Kaiser and Karan are going to be at the combine. Their sister plays basketball at Auburn. Like,
well, Dana said it's Kevin can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm worried that he's going to flame out as a pro next. He can't stay healthy. But Dana said it's the most incredible family he's been around in all of his years of coaching.
That's unbelievable.
Bar none. I say the most impressive family I've been around is the Ryan Anderson family, but I mean that's me. I'm different like that.
Well, there is that, and we'll talk about your 2017-18 champions when we come back right here.
We're in the middle of history, guys.
We are.
I'm pretty excited about talking about this because we're literally in the middle of history.
Well, in between games, you can go play poker.
You can, and opening up very, very shortly. As a matter of fact, I know it was scheduled to open up later this week, I think Thursday. I live right around the corner. Like, I can actually walk to Prime Social Club. Prime Social is right down, it's between Dunvale and Hillcroft and Voss on Westheimer. It used to be a churrascaria, which was a beautiful, beautiful spot. I went there before, and I was like, wow, this is an unbelievable spot. They really got to do something cool with this spot once the restaurant didn't last there. And when I found out they were having poker there, of course, my ears perked right up. 20 tables, 20 poker tables. That's as many or more that you're going to find all over Houston. But this is a really upscale, safe environment. It is going to be the nicest place you're going to find. There's 29 big screen TVs that surround the area. They've got a great menu, fully functional restaurant and bar, a great bar area as well. They've got a VIP area for your if you're a high-stakes poker player. They'll have backgammon and chess, and so you've got gaming in the location. This is going to be the standard for Houston poker scene and gaming scene, but also as a social location where you can go and hang out and have great food and great drink. Make sure that you go check them out on Facebook at Prime Social. The Prime Social Poker Lounge is opening soon. Tell them Lance Zerline sent you by.
Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
And after all the
you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, before we get to the Rockets, the Astros picked up Buddy Boshers, a left-hander from the Twins. So he had a 4.56, but he also had 8.2 strikeouts per nine innings last year. Maybe a left-handed specialist. We'll see.
Got a little Derek Frazier vibe to him.
A little bit.
Redhead-looking guy. Well, they claimed him, so, you know.
Yeah, he's got a giant melon. That's for sure. But
looks like a wildling a little bit.
A little bit. He's got the red beard. Just, you know, fewer and fewer. Tony Sipp. Maybe out the door, Del. How do you feel about
it? Bad day.
He's this guy was waived.
Don't you think that Tony Sipp should try to get some people out before you hear, you know, make him your hero?
So should that other guy.
Who?
From what I can tell, what's that guy's ERA again?
Buddy Boshers?
Yeah. Shouldn't he be trying to get people out too? I don't see a great ERA on that guy.
4.56.
Oh. Impressive.
8.2 strikeouts per nine innings.
Oh, impressive. 4 or 5, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're going to just get rid of one of the key members of a World Series team.
How about a guy you gave $6 million a year to, Tony Sipp?
Still one of the best values in baseball.
Yeah, better value than Jose Altuve, who made five.
I said one of the best. I didn't say the best.
No. The MVP who made five, Tony Sipp, who couldn't get anybody out, six.
One of the best values in baseball.
Okay.
Not the best.
Let's talk about that game last night. You're speaking of champions. Every time James Johnson had the ball, I was scared that he was going to beat somebody up.
Well, he is called Bloodsport for a reason.
Dude just looks like a badass.
He's undefeated in MMA fights. He is a badass.
How many MMA fights has he
he's
had?
He's 7-0.
Why has he had MMA fights?
Because his whole family has been in martial arts since, I guess, their inception. So that's what he does in the off season. Fights people.
Fights
professionally?
Not so much recently, but yeah, I guess before he became a professional basketball player, that's what he did.
You think dude's talented at all? He's an NBA player, and he also can beat the snot out of everyone in the world?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty talented, I think.
Well, Trevor Ariza.
Well?
Fight Club Ariza was trying to fight a guy on Twitter, and he was trying to fight Austin Rivers.
Well,
that's when you're going after a Twitter guy and Austin Rivers.
Gerald Green went after the media instead.
What did G. Green say?
Gerald Green said if it wasn't for the media, he would have never been suspended. If the media didn't blow the whole thing out of proportion.
He is basically saying that the media hadn't snitched.
Snitches.
He called Adrian Wojnarowski a snitch, probably, because he was the first one to have that report.
How about Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that Kawhi Leonard may be traded to the Pacers?
This is getting out of control, this Kawhi Leonard thing. This went from 0 to 100 quickly.
What about that?
I love this.
Yeah, I would love to see Kawhi Leonard in Indiana, but good Lord.
I just want to see him out of here.
Why would you do that if you're the Spurs? You just because you can't stay healthy?
Well, they ESPN reported that Leonard's treatments, rehab, and timetable for return from his right quadricep injury had a chilling impact on his relationship with the Spurs front office and coaching staff. Sources told ESPN that Leonard and his camp have been distant and disconnected from the organization. I think that's just him. I just think he's just a loner. So I don't know. Now, R.C. Buford, the Spurs GM, said there's no issue between the Spurs and Kawhi. From day one, all parties have worked together to find the best solution to his injury. This has been difficult for everyone. It's been difficult for Kawhi. He's an elite-level player. It's been difficult for the team because they want to play with a great teammate, and it's been difficult for our staff. Historically, we've been able to successfully manage injuries. The rehab hasn't been simple, and it hasn't gone in a linear fashion. It is an issue, though, because obviously Pop is old school, and he wants you know, there comes a time where coaches think there's a level where you can get on the court. And I'm wondering if they're at that point, John.
Jack is reporting that Kawhi tweet from Woj was in 2011. Why would they try to trade Kawhi in 2011? That's what Jackie's reporting.
Jackie Goss?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't listen to him.
Well, Jackie may be right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Who would the Pacers give up for Kawhi? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Jackie doesn't do real tweets. Don't listen to him.
Yes, Jackie does real tweets.
He only does joke.
Listen,
tweets.
I've got confirmation. I've only got one source. I got Jackie, but I'm going to go with it.
Adrian Wojnarowski's article. Apparently, his credibility is taking a hit because of a tweeter named Jackie. It's a guy.
Well,
a tweeter named Jackie is his challenged the veracity of the report.
The Pacers traded Kawhi on draft night to the Spurs in 2011. They made that trade in 2011.
Well, why is he saying that he's trading that Kawhi is going to go to the
Pacers?
This
is the second person who said this Woj tweet is from 2001. Yeah. And yet there's a whole article about this. Buford had to maybe the tweet is. I don't know, but there's a report. There's an ESPN report that's already out there. Like, there's a real report that's out there. And there's a real statement from the Spurs about their relationship and the rehab. That's a real... These are real articles that are out there now.
About the relationship, but apparently the tweet about the Pacers is not accurate.
You're trading to the Pacers. Yeah, right.
I'm looking at the Kawhi Leonard, Wojnarowski, Kawhi Leonard's rehab creating chilling effect with team. Yeah, there are issues, but apparently going to the Pacers is not one of them.
Do you know that Drew Doherty from the Texans caused mass hysteria when, I don't know if it was him or someone else, unearthed a 2015 tweet that said, it's official, Brian Hoyer will start against the Jags. The internet just went, oh, Brady is out. Retweet, 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 like, fave, like, tweet, retweet, like, fave.
No wonder the line went down to 7.5.
People are get Trump had something once. Like, somebody found an old Donald Trump tweet from 2014 and used it this year.
Well, remember,
that's the new thing people are doing is finding old stuff.
Yeah, what he had a tweet about, was it Chris Paul or some tweet from when, you know, before, well before he was president, about how they can't win in the postseason. You can just find any tweet at any time and just put it up and go, oh my God. Well, yeah. Way to create mass hysteria, Drew Doherty.
Jackie was right about something.
Jackie was. I told you, I'm always going to go with Jackie on this one.
Seems like a poor
I've got
decision.
My source, Jackie.
Steve says, NBA versus James Johnson versus David West. Who you got?
Oh,
look, David West is tough. James Johnson is a skilled fighter.
He's a killer.
It's not.
No, know. That's not. No, no one in the NBA. Have you ever seen an NBA fight? Okay, this is the only guy in the NBA that you go, oh no, we ain't squaring up. That is, no, that's impossible. Won't can't do that. How about Ryan Anderson last night? A career high 9 points.
No, it's not a career high. Well, 9 is not a career high. Nor was his rebound total a career high of, was it 3?
He had a total deep.
I think he followed up 13 with 3.
Well, I got 2 here. Okay.
I think there was one they called a team rebound that Ryan should have had. It was about to bounce out of bounds, and he grabbed it.
No. He had 2 defensive rebounds, 2 total. That's it. So, big ups. Right, well, he was only a -1 last night, so congratulations.
Yeah, no, usually that guy, you can count on him being on the plus side. See, the Rockets, so the Rockets kind of, they were able to hit the switch late in the game. Not a fairly dispirited effort I was watching here on the stream. Here's the thing that I did like, though, and the thing that I continue to like. This team used to be, it literally had to be all James at one point. Then it was like, wait, Eric Gordon gives you a legitimate score. It was supposed to be Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. It turned into mostly just Eric Gordon. And now it's still Eric Gordon, and you've added Chris Paul. So you have 3 legitimate scorers. Ariza did nothing, by the way, yesterday. But you now have Eric Gordon can get you 30. Like, you have 3 guys that can get you 30 on the team. When you look around NBA rosters, that's actually extremely rare. Now, obviously, you know, I don't think the Cavs have it anymore. You do clearly have that with Golden State. But how many rosters do you have 3 guys who can legit get you 30 points on any given night? And that's not a stretch with Eric Gordon, by the way.
Oh, well, no. He had 2 games ago, but he's 0 for 16 in the last 2 games from 3. 0 for 16.
He's taking a break.
You think he's maybe he went to the Ryan Anderson school of 3-point shooting now.
Now, the good thing is he can go get himself points without just gunning threes. That's one thing that I didn't really realize we'd see that much of with Eric Gordon. Is he's a damn good finisher at the basket.
Well, he had a beautiful – I mean, they had – the Miami plays some good defense now, mm-hmm. and he was out top. On and it helped start a run in the fourth quarter where he took – he went past – I forget which white guy it was, Del.
Olynyk.
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk. And he just went right by him and left-handed layup, and just beautiful. And that was a big part of them getting going. He's a good finisher. I hate to see him 0 for his last 16, though. I'm really not thrilled with that, especially after he had 30 and 7 of 13 against Minnesota.
Well, the Rockets have won 6 of 7 in this little stretch. They are I don't really care what the Southwest standings are. I mean, I stopped caring about basketball standings about 10 years ago. It's absolutely irrelevant. Is there anything more or less relevant than basketball standings in the division anymore?
No.
Like, I don't even care. I don't care about divisions.
No, divisions.
The only thing I look at is that magical line right there, that demarcation of playoff and lottery. I look at 1 through 8, and I might drift around and just see who 9 and 10 are, and that's it. I don't care about anything else. Divisions? I didn't even know you even played division still.
We were 52-30 and won the Southwest Division champs. Are they going to put up a banner? Got to put up a banner.
We're back-to-back Southwest Division champs.
Right. It doesn't matter. Hey, Outdoor will tell you this. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get that love life, give it a boost. Here is the way. You call Doc Rorick. And this is a family thing. He and his wife, Dodie, are there, and they're going to make sure that everything goes well for you. It's awfully important for you, for your marriage. Listen, if you're a young guy, a lot of people think, well, this is just for older people, and it's just not. They see as many 30-year-olds as they do 50-year-olds. Improvemyerection.com. It's science. This is not just, you know, some kind of witchcraft that, you know, all of a sudden now you're going to be a great lover again. No, it's science. It's blood flow. It's the Gaines Wave therapy. It's PRP. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on for you to be the best lover you can possibly be. If your love life is hurting, if you're not the full man that you used to be, if it's troubling, if you're having problems, do this for your wife for Valentine's Day. Give her this gift, a better love life. All right, improvemyerection.com, 281-496-3355. I know you're embarrassed. It's hard. It's a difficult thing. You know what? It's better to be embarrassed with Doc Rorick than it is with your wife or your girlfriend or every time you try to make love. 281-496-3355 or improvemyerection.com.
listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 735 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here and talk to us, you're more than welcome. Lance in Mobile, Alabama. You're going to have some interviews, right?
Yeah, I usually – here's how it works. You go on the field after practice is over, and you go try to hustle up interviews, but you do it with tons of scouts and GMs. And so there, that's actually how I found out the really interesting background on Hassan Reddick last year that I gave to Colleen Wolf, and she reported, and it kind of got made public. He had this great story about his mom – basically just selling out for him, doing whatever it took so that he had a chance to succeed, and how he would just made a promise he would never let her down. It's a fantastic story. But, yeah, going to hustle up some interviews, going to hustle up interviews about the Super Bowl as well with some NFL media personalities who are here who you will know. So should have some good stuff, and I'm going to try to send that back so John and I don't have to work hard the next couple days.
Yeah, no, that'll be great. And you got Bill O'Brien, you got the Texans coaching staff there.
Yeah, getting to the Texans coaching staff is going to be a little trickier. That's always tricky. They're not the most accommodating.
Oh, really? Bill O'Brien seems like he loves dealing with the media.
It depends. It really depends.
You guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.
Well, a lot of times he's fine with the media. You know, you don't know what – I hear he'll be fine, actually. Rick's gone. Actually, this should be no problem. Now that I think about it, Rick's gone. It should be good.
It should be absolutely no problem. You think he's going to be affable now?
Oh, I do.
You think he's going to be Rex Ryan with the media now?
Well, he's got what he considers a football guy in the front office now, so I think he will be a little more affable. I had a dream that – oh, my God. Speaking of Rex Ryan, I dreamed I was at some vacation destination or something, and I happened to be hanging out with Rex Ryan. There were like three or four of us in the car, and Rex was driving, and he kept – driving through the guard railing, like, and we were hanging over a cliff, and he's like, like we're driving in the mountains, and he'd somehow swerve the car back on track. We're like, Rex, dude, you almost ran us off a cliff. And he did it three different times where he almost took us over a cliff. That literally was last night that I had Rex Ryan driving us off a cliff dreams. I have no idea what that one means. Maybe Jackie can tell us.
Jackie, what do you think of Lance's dream?
I mean, Rex Ryan driving me over a cliff, like almost. I can see down, and I'm thinking, am I going to die because Rex Ryan is doing – is? I think he was just clowning and goofing, but I was like, Rex, we could die. This isn't funny.
How much do you want to bet he thinks you should go to improvemyerection.com after that
dream? Is that his go-to? Hey, by the way, I was looking something up with the Rockets. This is interesting. I've looked it up for 3 years, this year, last year, and the year before. How many times this year do you think the Rockets and the opposition have scored under 100 points? Both teams have failed to get to triple digits.
Over the last 3 years?
No. Yeah, let's do over the last 3 years combined. I've got that number.
Over the last 3 years combined.
Regular season games only, so it would be, what, 164 plus, what's their record now?
They're just past the halfway, about 50 games now.
So we're about you're talking about 215?
Yeah, 215. I'm going to say that there are 22 games.
Lower.
15 games.
Lower.
Really?
14. No, 12.
12 games.
It's happened three times already this year. Already three. I mean, it's happened three times. It only happened twice last year. That is good offense and not so good defense. Only twice in the regular season did both teams did at least one team not get to triple digits. Both teams were in double digits. Only twice last year. Seven times in 2015, 15 and 16. Twice last year, and it's happened so far three times this year. And the Rockets are better defensively this year. There's no question. They have also had some injuries with Chris Paul and James Harden out, so that would account for that.
Clint Capella.
And although Kevin Durant says Clint Capella, need to keep your mouth shut, Clint. Is there a team, and I want Dell in on this too, because I don't know what his feelings are going to be on this. I don't know about you, John, but there aren't two teams who catch more feels than the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. The two best teams in basketball over the last however long LeBron's been with Cleveland now are the most they're the most emo teams in basketball. And honestly, LeBron and Durant, people are just figuring this out about Durant. This really came to light with the Twitter burner account.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, LeBron has to subtweet teammates, and now there's finger pointing in the locker room, like, Kevin Love, is he really dizzy or is he lying? And apparently there's all this finger pointing. That's all LeBron's fault. LeBron's subtweeting teammates on social media instead of being a grown-ass man and saying what you got to say behind the locker room door. He's putting stuff on social media. It's created this culture of cattiness. And then you got Kevin Durant having burner accounts to defend himself on Twitter against just regular trolls. I mean, now Kevin Durant's crying because Clint Capella said they were better than the Warriors. That hurt his feelings so bad that he had to go to the media and discuss it.
My head almost exploded last year when Phil Jackson called us a posse. Carmelo Anthony, Phil Jackson said this about us. Oh, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, you're making my pee-pee, huh? Oh my God, it was guy after guy after guy. It's like, oh my God, what a bunch of wusses. Shut up. And how about play some basketball and stop everybody's pee-pee hurts? Now, Kevin Durant, you got the sound out. It's hard to hear, and we're probably going to have to.
He can read it.
You want to just read it? Yeah. Kevin Durant is hard to hear here, so it's.
I can read it if you want. I got what he says.
Yeah. Read it. Read it. Because Clint Capella had said that we're a better. That's all he said. After the Rockets beat him 2 out of 3 times this season, the other night the Rockets beat him Saturday night, Clint Capella merely said, we're a better team.
We're a better team. He's showing some confidence. James Harden said, we're for real, for real. We are for real as it can get. Then, the numbers, they're up there with the Warriors. The Rockets have a good team. So Clint Capella says that. Kevin Durant took exception when asked about Capella's comments Monday and said, you hear it from guys like Capella. Usually he's catching the ball and laying it up from CP or James Harden. His job is not as hard. When your job is that hard, you know you can't just come out here and say that ship. But he doesn't say ship.
Right.
Like that. I don't expect that from CP and James and Ariza, because you have to throw Ariza in or face a fight. And the rest of the guys like that because they know how hard it is to come out and do that every night. Capella, catch and dunk every night. It's pretty easy for him. I mean,
oh my God,
he needs to just go get another fake Twitter account and just start trolling Clint Capella I just don't understand how he's so sensitive. Like, nobody's on Twitter saying stuff about Russell Westbrook or whatever last year, and he's got to go on Twitter under a fake accounts to deal with nobody's. I mean, I'm with you, John. The posse thing, I couldn't believe. LeBron is just. Everything about it, they're just so emotional. Their feelings are challenged and hurt so easily. And these are dudes. Like, these are all-time greats. No questions asked. The LeBron tweeting thing about teammates, that one just blew me away. No. I will never. That one is just, to me, not only inconceivable, it's also unforgivable. You are clearly the alpha in the NBA. You, not just on your own team, in the NBA, you are the biggest leader in all areas, whether it's socially or whatever. To start, LeBron admits his subtweet was about Kevin Love. Why are you tweeting about a teammate in subtweets to take shots other than just going to Kevin and say, Kevin, what is this crap? get off your ass and toughen up. Stop being a bitch and play. Ooh. I'd have way more respect if he did that behind closed doors instead of making sure everyone knew that there was something going on and he wanted to get his message across, but so that everybody who follows him on Twitter, like, you want to embarrass your teammates so everybody on Twitter knows that you're talking about them. Dude, be a real leader, be a real man, and just go challenge him behind closed doors to be better.
Holy
crap.
That's
what a real leader does.
Hey, look at this. Lance, oh my God. You just tweeted, don't forget, I'll be on the radio from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sports 790 from now on with Adam Clanton. We will conduct ourselves like proper gentlemen.
Whoa! That's old. That's an old tweet.
No. Did you just tweet this out?
Oh, death by sexy? No, that was 2013.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see? The old tweets.
See? Old tweets. Hey, dig up old tweets and tweet them today.
Old tweet. Old tweet, future tweet. We could see that change from Lance in like 2 years, right?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Del's
Didn't Adam Klein get fired after you were with him for a couple weeks or something?
No. He's doing it after the show now, I think.
746 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Gilbert's been waiting, and since we have the shortest wait times in the business, let's get Lance, you want to talk to Gilbert? I'm sure he wants to know what you're doing in Mobile.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see what Gilbert's doing. Gilbert? Gilbert? Yeah.
I swear I'm so done with Gilbert.
No.
I can't even do this anymore.
Why? Gilbert wants
I'm banning Gilbert from my own brain for life.
Then why are you so anti-Gilbert?
I have a life ban on Gilbert. I can't. He snores 90% of the time he's
on
the phone.
I know, but that's fun.
Stay away. He's been doing it. He's been snoring for a decade.
You didn't hear him the other day how he hates all the military. And
I heard.
And
I heard Gilbert went in on everybody.
And interracial marriages.
Gilbert, I've got biracial children, Gilbert. I don't know what to tell you.
It wasn't interracial marriages. It was interracial marriages that involved black people.
That what?
It wasn't all interracial marriages.
Oh, it was very specific?
Yeah, to black people being involved.
What did he say exactly?
Is yours really an interracial marriage, Lance?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's Hispanic?
Yes, that's interracial. Just because.
Yeah, Nicole is Hispanic.
Just because.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't have an awesome tan.
That's not so much as.
Yeah. Just because on Pornhub, interracial is white and black doesn't mean every in the real world, interracial is white.
I know, but It's not really.
Just because on Pornhub.
That's the. In reality, yes. What Lance's marriage is considered an interracial marriage. Yes.
Yeah, there's not really a fetish categories for it, John, but it is.
Yeah, like on Pornhub, what he's doing would be that's a normal sex scene.
Yeah. Well, they might use Latina.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But Latina might be.
But we
in
don't
the
use
title.
Pornhub as a way to decide what is really.
No,
what is it?
We try to keep from using Pornhub as our standards for engagement and operations.
Well, wait a minute. So if you go interracial on Pornhub. You won't get
Lance
and Nicole.
Dell's
right?
telling you, don't go off. Don't
go
work off of Pornhub.
But what Gilbert said was, Gilbert said he had a friend who wouldn't help his parents during Hurricane Harvey, and he alluded to the fact that his friend's wife was black. That's why he didn't help his own parents.
Right.
And then
how does that make Gilbert?
Well, and the dude is a military guy, so he doesn't like him because he doesn't like military people because the dude wouldn't help his parents, and then he doesn't like. Interracial marriages because he was married to a black girl.
And then he went on to ask John, would you be okay if your daughter married a black woman and then black man?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's how that conversation went.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then we got a guy calling in who was upset.
Jared called in who is a serviceman, and he wasn't thrilled with Gilbert. He said he didn't know much about Gilbert, although he said he was an avid listener. He didn't think we should have kept Gilbert on as long.
He didn't like the fact that Gilbert went after the military. And then everyone went after Jared because he was attacking Gilbert. Okay, so that's how that conversation went. So I think you're wrong about this whole Gilbert thing, Lance.
I don't think I am. By the way, I got some good news for Texans fans.
What?
Mike Vrabel is the head coach. He's no longer the defense coordinator of the Texans. He's head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And he said he's going to be calling defensive plays for the Titans.
Oh, good.
So Texans fans will be, I guess, pretty excited about that, since all of them literally couldn't believe that anyone would even remotely considering Mike Vrabel, and they all thought he was going to be fired. Mike Vrabel doesn't only not get fired, he got a head coaching job. But the good news is he will be calling plays, apparently, because if you didn't like his work as defense coordinator for the Texans, well, he's going to keep doing the same thing with the Titans, at least for now. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Gilbert!
Yeah.
Jeez.
How's it going, anyway?
Hey, Gilbert, what's going on?
In a hotel. Oh, my God.
Oh, you just...
Well, it's real sad. You screamed. Charlie Johnson passed away.
Who passed away?
Charlie Johnson.
Charlie Johnson, the quarterback from the Broncos?
No, the Texans a long time ago. The order a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. He was a Bronco, too.
Was he a Bronco? I don't remember that. He was.
Yeah. Charlie Johnson, yeah. He passed away?
Oh, no. I saw it on the internet. Wasn't good on the internet anyway.
Well, the internet is never wrong. Did you know Kawhi Leonard was going to Indiana?
What?
Never mind.
You go to Indiana or what?
Well, did you know that Dell and Adam Clanton are going to do a show on 790?
Who's that, Adam Clanton?
We don't know. Anyway, so.
Yeah, you don't know anyway.
No.
Yeah.
You got to go to the Super Bowl this year?
No one's getting a program. Nope. No one's going to the
Super Bowl. We're not going to the Super Bowl, but. You know, maybe Lance will go. We want Lance to get you a program?
Actually, do you know who is going to the Super Bowl? I found out. My old friend, Matt Thomas.
Matt Thomas. You need to call Matt Thomas, Gilbert. He'll get you a program and a hat.
Oh, for sure, a hat and a mug.
And a T-shirt. Gilbert, who got you a T-shirt and a hat from the Super Bowl last time?
You did?
Yeah, you're damn right I did.
Who got you on the field of Minute Maid Park and got you to meet Roger Clemens?
Yeah. Who did
you
that?
You two guys did it. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was John.
It was John did.
Yeah. So?
You?
I think I've done my part here, Gilbert.
Yeah, it's time to make Matt Thomas hold up his end of the
Yeah, game. Let's get Matt
I
Thomas.
I don't know what deal he signed up for. I can promise you.
Do you know who Matt Thomas is, Gilbert?
No, I don't know who Matt Thomas is.
He doesn't know
Yeah,
Matt.
You called him. Yes, you do.
Did you call? You called in? Matt Thomas, Gilbert?
No.
You probably did.
I think Where happened to Doug Johnson anyway? I'm going to tell you a long time ago.
Well, no one has ever thought about that, Gilbert. No one's really thought about that for a long time.
I'm glad you two guys are back in back on radio.
Thanks, Gilbert. We're glad that you call in too. Lance wants you to call every day.
You already do.
Well, talk to you later.
All right, we'll see you later. Dell apparently just tweeted out. We've been tossing around names for the new show on ESPN 97.5. We come to a consensus. Dell and the Pips begins Tuesday, September 8th. So there's that. Dell and the
That's
Pips.
A long wait.
Yeah, September 8th, this show will be changed to Dell and the Pips.
Yes.
It's a long way. Hey, when we come back, I got some good news for you, John. There is a certain NFL player who has made a promise to a city. A promise to a city.
Wow.
That has the city extremely excited about the Super Bowl. And we'll tell you what that player has promised to buy the city. Everyone in the city.
Everyone in the city.
Everyone in the city is going to get something.
Wow.
If they win.
Wow. How about lower bills?
Well, I mean, they can make you that promise. That's an easy promise to make. Basically, what you just have to say is, here's what I'm going to promise you. If you call Bill Advisor, or better yet, you just text him. You text Bills to 313131, because that's a new thing. People don't even like calling and talking to humans anymore. They just like to... text and keep everything, you know, from being an actual phone conversation. And bill advisor goes, that's fine. We'll do whatever we have to do to make sure that we can start working for you and lower your bills. And they do lower your bills. They saved me over $2,000. And that was a savings in actual monthly cost in bill credits as well. So bill credits, which I had a $40 per month bill credit for 4 months on one of my bills. They just got that for me. I don't know how or what they said. They just did. And then my bill was lowered on my satellite and home phone and internet. They negotiated way below where it was, and I got more channels on top of it. So it's amazing what they're able to do for you. You don't even have to get on the phone other than a couple of times on a three-way call to give permission for Bill Advisor to negotiate for you. They handle everything. It's one low monthly fee, and they will continue to renegotiate your bills anytime there are changes in your bills. The average listener is going to save over $800 the very first year you use them, and that's way more than what you're paying for that year. Check in at BillAdvisor.com or text bills to 313131 and start putting some of your money back in your pocket with Bill Advisor.
You'd hate for the kids to think that you lost your cool.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.